Logan, Kalani said that momentum was gained from that win over Cincinnati. How would you describe the momentum that this team has heading into this regular season finale against UCF?
I feel that as the weeks have gone on throughout the season, our team has just been closer, playing better as a unit and on all three phases, special teams, offense, and defense. And I feel like going into this final game, we're just starting to hit our peak, so I'm excited.
And then for you, senior day coming up, you know, last year you went through this, that Houston game. That was, I mean, was thought to be senior day, and then you get an extra year. Are you better equipped for the emotions that come with the senior day after having experienced it before?
Yeah, I'll say, but it's still going to be a bittersweet moment, especially with the team that we have and my experiences here. It's been nothing short of amazing here at BYU, and I'm glad I've been able to spend my time here, the time I've spent here, and just taking it all in, grateful for the chance I've been here, and I'm grateful for the season that we've had.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
Logan, second week in a row, your defensive line was named Big 12 Defensive Line of the Week. How aware are you of that, those recognitions, and how much pride do you take in it as maybe the senior statesman of that defensive line group?
Yeah, I mean, we take a lot of pride in trying to stop the ball, stop the run. We pride ourselves in practice going against one of the top O-line in the nation, I feel like, and you've seen in this past game of our LJ and his rushing yards, but I feel like in practice we go against one of the best, so it's good to go out and perform on Saturdays, especially when we only have three down linemen and being able to stop the run, and it's a we need all 11 guys, so it's not just the D-line, but like I said, we're just playing better as a unit each and every week.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Logan, you, as Brandon talked about, as one of the elder statesmen on this defensive line, especially the defensive end group, give us some insight into how you've helped guys like Tassili Khan and Musi Kelmer-Payal kind of get into the system and get so adapted so quickly.
Those two are already well-equipped when they got into the system. I wouldn't say I had much to do with it. It's great seeing those two, and especially all the other DNs in the room. A lot of great young talent, and the team's going to be in good hands, especially in that position for a while. But it's been fun to be around those young guys and to be able to share what I've learned throughout the years and see them go out on Saturdays and perform and have success. And it's just a fun room to be in.
You've been pretty effective in your own role so far this year. What's led to you being so effective just coming off the edge?
I'll say just understanding our defensive line goals. We have goals and what we want to accomplish as a defensive line unit and personally. And I feel like, especially going into this season, I just wanted to make sure there was nothing left unsaid or no doubts left on the table, and just trying to spill it every week. And I'm just surrounded by great players. We have some great D tackles and DNs in our defensive line group, and just playing against them just makes me look better when the ball comes to me. So, yeah, I got to tip my hat to those guys.
Next question from Sean Walker.
Yeah, Logan, you touched on this a little bit because now, you know, about to go through your second senior night and all that. But could you, I know for a lot of guys when they get to this point, they talk about how it sneaks up on them. They can't believe how long, how quick the time has gone. Could you have imagined being at this point, celebrating your second senior night at BYU, doing what you're doing on last year's team, this year's team, everything else, when you were that true freshman, the first headed up to Weber State?
No, actually that's something pretty surreal to me, especially I speak about this with my wife often, being in the situation that we're in. It's pretty surreal to be here at BYU, top 10, we're a top 10 team in the nation, you know, Big 12 championship contenders, just all those recognitions. It's pretty crazy to see that that's where we're at here, and I wouldn't be able to say that that's what I envisioned when my freshman year at Weber State, but like I said, I'm grateful to our Heavenly Father and what He's blessed me with and all these opportunities and these doors that have opened in my life to lead me to where I'm at today. So yeah, it's pretty surreal, but yeah, I'm just grateful that I'm here.
And then I don't want to get too personal if you don't want to or feel too uncomfortable or anything, but one of my favorite things after Hogan's this year has been seeing you and you grab a special little man and put him on your shoulder as you circle the field. You probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Boy. Uh-huh. Just what does those moments mean to you? Being able to share them with your family, your wife, obviously, but also, you know, your little son. I think he's like three.
Yeah.
Two,
yeah.
Right now, I think.
Yeah, yeah, he's 3 years old. I think I accredit that to the culture that Coach Kalani's established here, making us feel welcome, our families feel welcome. And, yeah, that's something I look forward to every home game for the past few years, being able to take my son around when we high-five the fans. And he actually looks forward to that, too. Like, every game day, like when he runs up to me, I think he's going to say, like, good job, Dad, or whatever. But he says, oh, let's go high five. So I'm like, all right. So I think that's a fun experience. It's going to be one of the core memories for sure playing here at BYU.
And then last question from Mitch Harper.
Logan, you brought up it's surreal to be on this BYU team after everything you've navigated, you know, that's having so much success. I'm curious, how surreal has it been to experience all the changes in college football throughout your career and you know, from portal, NIL, all these different things that have transpired during your time in college football? What would you say, as someone who's experienced it, the pros and cons of this new landscape of the sport?
Yeah, I think the new landscape of the sport is really deserving for the athletes. Coming in and seeing where it was before to where it's at now, I think it's the way to go to be an athlete in college. It's a great experience. You know, and here at BYU, they take care of you, your families, and it's been just a great experience overall, being in college and seeing all the different changes that have happened. But yeah, it's pretty crazy, but I feel like that's one of the blessings I've had to experience in my life, is just being a collegiate athlete, and especially here at BYU.
All right, thank you, Logan.
Yeah, thank you.